Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Today is all about you because I am diving in to answer all of your questions. So you have emailed me, as I always say, you're welcome to kickassinyourlife@gmail.com, your top questions about the job search, about anything really, and I'm here to answer them. And so that's what today's episode is dedicated to. And I want to start by saying I hear you. I'm here for you because in the job search, and I know some of the emails that I received, you're struggling. It's really hard to get noticed. You're applying to places. You're not hearing back. You're also feeling stagnant in your current job. I get it. I've totally been there. I understand how that feels, and it is not a good feeling. But what we're going to do is we are going to take each question one by one, and I'm going to give you my best advice. I'm no expert, but I just want to give you my advice. If you were my friend and this is what you were asking me, I do this for you, and I want to help you get better, and I want to help you succeed in your career. And so let's just dive into these questions. And thank you again. If you do ever have questions, email me kickassinyourlife@gmail.com, and I'll answer them in future episodes. Our first question comes from a recent grad. Congratulations. So I recently moved to New York City and I'm looking for my next role in the journalism field. Yes, I also moved here without a job. So congratulations, I did that too. And I'm so happy to hear that. It's the only way you can get a job if you want to live in a specific city is to be there. So reading about your similar background and current success is very reassuring here during this stressful time. Although I'm worried about the future, I'm hopeful and absolutely loving the city life. I sent in an application in multiple positions at Discovery, including some producer roles. So Discovery is where I work currently as a producer. Just wanted to let you know, in case you had a contact I could reach out to regarding my application, I would really appreciate the connection. First off, I want to say, like, it's so good to reach out in order to get to a real person. And it's a cold email. I read it. I responded to it, and I think it's really important to, when you apply to a job, so you avoid the dark hole, the black hole, as I call it, of applications, is to find a real person who might be able to help get your application in front of someone. So I really admire the tenacity with this email. For me, it's a little hard because I get a lot of emails about working where I work and about connecting people and getting them jobs, and as much as I want to help them, it's a little hard if I haven't had actually experience working with you. So I think you could always reach out to a recruiter by finding them on LinkedIn, and that's always a really helpful way. But I would also say it will be very hard to find a producer role at a big company like Discovery if it's your first full-time job. And the reason I say this is I started out in New York City. I moved here without a job, and so I know what that's like. And it is tough, but I'm so happy to hear that you did and made that move. I think it's also really important to look at small companies too. So I got started. I started working as a video producer at a very small video production company. And I found that through connections and through networking, but they had an opportunity to shoot and edit video on a freelance basis. So I said, absolutely, I volunteered and started freelancing with them. And then that ultimately opened up to a full-time opportunity when they wanted to hire me as an associate producer. So that was my first full-time job. It was a company of 10 people. But what I would say about that is I learned so much. I learned like how to be a good employee. I learned how to produce. I learned how to deal with clients. And that has been so instrumental into my success today. And that helped land another job where I worked at an agency. That experience helped me get to Mashable. And then that helped me get to Scripps Networks. And now Scripps is Discovery as of last year. And so now I work at Discovery. And it's a huge company. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. But it was really a bit of a challenge getting there because I had so many steps in order to get there. I'm not saying it's impossible that you're going to find a producer role at a big company. But I think it's tough. I think you should look at smaller companies. But also, for a producer role, we're looking at anywhere from like 3 to 5 years of experience. So yes, you have that in internships, and I totally get that you are yes, you have that in internships, and I think that's really valuable. But also, people are looking for what names are on your resume. And sometimes you'll have to be a production assistant or an associate producer before you get to that producer role. So I would also look at some of those roles as well that are a little bit more junior, so you can get the experience in order to be a full-time producer. Apply to the right jobs for your experience level, because that was something when I first did the job search, I would apply to anything. I would look at really big companies. I'd look at NBC, CBS, everywhere. And I just would not hear back. But the places I really found success with were the smaller companies that loved my journalism experience and loved how much I did outside of work and loved the internship experience. And then that translated to a lot of opportunities throughout my career. So good luck in the job search. I know it's not easy, but you're doing the right things by reaching out to people. Okay, our next question. So this person has been applying to everything and has redone my resume at least 3 times with people looking at it, but all of this barely any response except those door-to-door sales jobs or jobs that only pay $15 an hour, which I can't afford. I have a bachelor's degree and I think a lot of good experience, so it's frustrating. I'm looking for a job that pays $45,000 to $50,000, and I do know I want to get out of customer service. Trying to go into a new career isn't the easiest, so I just need to help tailoring my skills so I can show the company how they relate to a completely different role. Yeah, that's tough. That is a real big challenge, because if you want to make a career pivot, you want to be able to show that you can do that job. And you know you can do that job. But if your resume doesn't reflect that new job, then it'll be hard for you to get noticed. So a couple of things. One, I would actually see if you have any current experience that aligns to the job you're looking for, and tailor your resume to be specific to that job. So in this case, I would look up job descriptions for the jobs that you want. Use some of those keywords in your own resume. If you have some of that experience, I would absolutely list it in ways that are really relevant to the job you're applying for. I think with your resume, I haven't seen it, but I would go back to look at examples of really great resumes, because some of the people that you're asking to give advice may not know the field that you're looking for. So you want to maybe find somebody to review it in the field that you're looking for. And so also do the very basic things about making it one page, design it, add color, add context, ensure it's the best vision of yourself. If you haven't done so already, think about a portfolio website to show off your work. I'm not totally sure in the areas that you're looking for specifically, but find ways that you can show that you're a little bit different than every other candidate, whether it be your sales numbers, your customer service experience. I mean, customer service is really valuable, I think, but if you're looking to move away from that, you could look to client services roles. And those are a little bit different because you're working on a product or project, and you're dealing with a lot of that client management. But that's tough. Not everyone's really good at dealing with clients. And so if you are, I think highlighting that skill is really important. And then I would also say, when you apply to a place, make sure you're following up with somebody that is at that role. That's what we talk about, that black hole of application. So follow up with somebody and see if they have a way that they can connect you with a recruiter. Connect with people on LinkedIn, network. And lastly, I would say if you're just trying to find a job right now, consider temporary work. That's what I first did when I moved to New York. I found a temp job and it paid $15 an hour in New York City. And I used that to buy me time in order to keep networking and keep meeting people. And I had a very positive experience doing that. So that might be a way to also get a little bit of experience in an area, get paid, in order to find your new opportunity, in order to get new experience that aligns to the job you're looking for. Good luck to you. It is tough. I get it. I know that you know that you're capable of more, so it's just showing those future companies how your skills and experience align to the job that they're looking for. I have complete faith in you. Number 3. So, here we go. I'm in a career crisis and extremely unhappy. I have been stuck working in Medicaid for the past 13 years and I truly hate it. I have a creative mind. I want to use the mind I have to be happy. I only want to move on in life. I'm 43 and I don't know if I can take another 2 years of where I'm currently at. Can you work with me and guide me on moving on in my life? It's kind of scary for me, especially when I've been trying and it seems to be getting nowhere. Oh, I'm sorry. That's such a tough feeling to feel when you feel completely stuck and frustrated and you don't know where to go. So I would take a little bit of a step back and really do some deep digging and seeing what you enjoy. What are the things that brought you enjoyment? And it might be hard. You probably haven't felt a lot of joy lately, but what are, maybe you have a skill or something that makes you feel a little bit lighter and you enjoy doing. So I would list all of the things that you've really enjoyed over the past amount of time. And especially when you say you're creative, how does that come to play? Is it through visual or music, or how are you creative? I think it's really scary to realize you're on a path and that path is going nowhere and you don't feel any fulfillment at all in it. So you're probably already past the point of trying to look at the good in the situation, trying to find the opportunities in your current role where you can get some experience for the next step of your career. But I think you have to really hone in on what you want to do. And so if you want to be in this role, if you want to get out of this role and you want to pivot, what does that look like? What does success look like for you? What do you want to be doing? What do you see other people doing? And you're like, oh, I wish I could do that. Tune into those things. Even sometimes when you're jealous of somebody else, it could be because you're seeing something in them that you wish you had. So look inside and see what your soul is saying about the current state of affairs. I mean, those are hard questions to ask. But like, you know what you're uniquely good at. Write it down. You can't move somewhere else unless you know where you're going. And so I think doing some of that deep work of A, figuring out what you love doing, what you like doing, what you're good at, and B, trying to match that to what are the opportunities out in the marketplace now. There's a need for creative people. If you're creative, you'll find a creative way to pivot into something that you can feel a little bit more joy and that you're truly good at. And also expose yourself to all different types of new things. Read a lot. I just read The Originals by Adam Grant, and I loved it, how it talked about how to be an original and how to be creative and listening to your creative side. So it sounds like maybe you need to do some deep digging and really read as many books as you can to start exposing some of those pieces of you that could be better. Well, good luck to you. Reach out if you have any other questions. It is not easy. I hear you. And here is today's last question. So this is a student who will be a Mizzou freshman this fall. He came across my website and was impressed with your experience becoming a senior video producer at Discovery Networks in New York. I am attending the journalism school and am thinking about majoring in strategic communications or broadcast journalism. I'd really appreciate it if you could inform me on which kinds of jobs would be available to me if I were to major in broadcast. I know the news anchor positions could be limited and many graduates could end up doing something completely different. Do you know that it would be beneficial to me if I chose broadcast at the J school? Also, I was wondering if you had any ideas for possible minors that I could pursue that would benefit me as I major in journalism. Finally, please provide me with any tips that you have that will help my application to stand out when I apply for summer internships. Thank you so much for all of your help. Well, this is a huge question. And so thank you so much for reaching out. So first off, kudos to you for being so driven. And I think it's so great when you really know what you want to do. But also, college is an opportunity to find out what you love doing. And I think getting exposure to a lot of different things. So I don't know that I'm the best person to answer this question because I didn't go to broadcast. I didn't go the broadcast route. I did convergence journalism, which I loved. It was very great for me, and I kind of pivoted it and made something out of my experience. But I think for you, it's to figure out what you love doing. If you want to be an anchor, go the broadcast route. If you want to tell stories, there are other outlets for you to do that. And strategic communications would be really great if you want to work in advertising or something like that, in a field like that. And so I think for you to give yourself a little bit of patience, I think first off, it's giving yourself a little bit of patience and being patient with your process, because I don't think you'll have necessarily all of those questions answered before you start your school. I think talk to as many people as you can, talk to recent grads about their job journeys, talk to a bunch of folks about what major that they chose, and just be open to the possibilities that when you're in school, you could be interested in something and that could lead you to a different path. And I think that you can really find ways to thrive. So be patient with yourself because you may not have all the answers before you start school. So take different classes, talk to different people, start reading different books. Doing extracurriculars, I think, are another really great way to get exposure to what you like and what you don't like. I recommend it, since I'm not the best person to ask the broadcast question to somebody who is, because I never did broadcast, so it was really hard for me to figure out if that was the right path for you. And the possible minors, I think that's another thing that if you are interested in something, let yourself be interested in it, and maybe it could turn into a minor. I minored in Spanish, but it didn't really help me in any way significantly through the job search. And then also this last question, please provide me with tips that you have to help my application stand apart when I apply for summer internships. So I also mentioned to the student to, when you're reaching out to somebody, hone in on what specifically you want to get out of that one person, because if you're asking a professional, which you should do, you should reach out to people and cold email them, but tailor your questions to that their experience so that they can easily answer in a way that makes them feel really positive. So for example, this question turned me off a little bit. Please provide me with any tips you have that will help my application. I just recommend it if he reaches out to other people, just ask it as a question. I would love any insight you have on how to stand apart in the job search as opposed to please provide me the tips, because people are busy. They might be turned off if you are emailing them to do just another task in their day-to-day. And so, but I actually have lots of lovely tips, and that is in the episode with Ruben Stern where we talk all about internships. So I definitely recommend you listen to that episode, because I think it'll really help you figure out how to stand apart in that summer internship process. But be patient with yourself, because I think your freshman year is going to be so, so exciting, and you're going to get exposure to so many different things. And I want to say, just be open to everything. Be open to new people, new experiences. Learn as much as you possibly can. Talk to as many people as you possibly can, and try to stay on your path. You know, I think it's also hard when you're exposed to so many different hungry journalism students to see where they're going with their paths and try to compare yourself to them. And I definitely did that my freshman year and beyond, and it was not helpful or healthy in any certain way. So stay on your path, figure out what you're uniquely good at, and figure out how to cultivate that and really learn as much as you possibly can. But congratulations for you. Thank you for reaching out, and you're going to have an amazing freshman year and college experience. So good luck to you. That's it for today. Thank you for giving this a listen. If you like this episode, please rate it, review it, share it. It helps others find it. Email me your questions, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com, and I'll answer them on a future episode of Listener Questions. And good luck to you, because it's tough out there. The job search is not easy if you're finding yourself within it. And I think just stay on track, make incremental progress every day, and I think you'll get where you need to go, but it is tough. And find ways that you're taking care of yourself, whether it be working out, eating well, drinking a lot of water, meditating. Do those little things to take care of you in the search, because it is not easy. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for giving this a listen. If you like this episode, please rate it, share it, review it. It helps others find it. As always, email me with your questions, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com, and I'll answer them on a future episode of Kickass in Life. You can follow me on social media, Kickass in Life, where we share some top takeaways and tips to help you get ahead in your career search, in your internship, whatever you may be seeking out. I'm there to help you. Also, show notes will be on my site, kickassin.life. Yes, that's a URL. So go kick ass in your life. Until next time.